Welcome to the Thiefman Podcast.
What's going on, everybody?
Welcome
to the Scene Snobs Podcast. We are your hosts. I know I'm dressed like the madman, but I am Mick. And of course, I'm joined, as always, by my buddy, the madman, Casey Plott.
Hey, everybody. So great to be here. Super excited. I know it's a little off-putting because I look almost exactly like Mick with a blue shirt. Pretty common, as you will notice within the past 2 years of doing this show. I'm pretty sure 90% of it's with him in a blue shirt.
That makes my eyes pop.
I mean, yeah, well, I mean, you pull it off. I get it. The Scene Snobs hat, the first swag, OG swag, swag number one.
The first ever. You're right. You have the first. Like, if this ever becomes a huge thing and it comes down to it and we're in a museum, that hat is going to have to be in a museum as the first swag ever.
Well, it's going to be the thing that we argue about. It's going to be what eventually ends our friendship at 74. This hat.
What will happen is you will die by snapping Thanos out of existence, and then I will have to bestow the hat onto who I feel can pick up the moniker of Scene Snob, and then I'll be an old man because I'll have gone back in time and relived my entire life all over again, but with Peggy Carter, I mean, the love of my life this time.
Wait a minute, so I got snapped out of existence?
Well, no, you didn't get snapped out of existence. You did the snapping.
Oh, so I snapped.
You're Iron Man.
I believe that. So there you go. But then I died. No, I don't like the scenario at all. It's bullhorn. Well, I'm done with it.
Yeah, but you die after like a long, like fun life.
No, that's not long nor fun. That is unacceptable. No.
Come on, it'd be great.
He was out at like 48 or 52. I don't know. He was young. He was too young. And he was Iron Man. He probably could have lived till he was like 120 at least.
Oh, honestly, yeah. No, that's legit. He could have made it happen. Because look at everything that happened to him. And then, like, take him at the end of Endgame after being in space for weeks, starvation, dehydration, the whole nine yards, make it back and still comes back and able to fight and, like, is fine. Like, I granted, it took him, like, 5 years. But I feel like he had the smarts and capabilities to just heal himself from anything.
Yeah, I mean, he already went from, what, palladium poisoning or whatever else he had going on inside of his system. He was able to heal that. I mean, from shrapnel to then, you know, wherever he is now, dead. See, I don't like that circle. That was way too quick a route. He went from shrapnel in the heart to dead. That was way faster than when you just say, like, I don't like it. Nope. Terrible, terrible thing.
I'm sorry. You have to die for the hat to be put into the Smithsonian.
No, that is not happening. We could just be great and die of old age.
I will say this. I don't want you to die of a young age, but I'm willing to take that risk.
It sounds like a terrible
risk. That's the end of the sentence. That's where I finish.
I don't think anyone should take that risk. All right. Well, enough of that. We have so many people here.
We have so many people. And before I get to the comments, I want to talk to everybody real quick and just say thank you all for joining us. This is our 2-year anniversary special. The actual anniversary is tomorrow, the 6th. That's when we launched our first episode. And now we are, you know, we're celebrating today because Tuesdays are 9, you know, normally 9 p.m. Where is it? 9 p.m. live on Tuesdays. But tonight we're going extra long just to kind of, you know, visit with friends who are going to come in and talk to us and things like that. So join in for the absurdity and fun. But before we get there, let's see what some of you are saying. And Radio Free Hub City says, congratulations on 2 years, guys. May you celebrate many, many more. Thank you, Radio Free Hub City. We really appreciate that. Chris Sales, hello, guys. I'm not far behind you, Casey. You're going to snap too? Did Casey freeze? Uh-oh, technical difficulties. But that's a beautiful picture, so I'm going to leave it up. All right, Jason Taylor says, hey, boys, how you doing, Jason? Brian Burke says, congrats, much love. Thank you. Appreciate that, sir. Gerard, I'm here. We're so glad you're here, buddy. So it's just me for now, which I'm going to take the graphic down because clearly we don't need it if he's not here. Wow, this is oddly reminiscent. Matthew, thank you, buddy. Congrats, guys. Meeting y'all and being on y'all's podcast at Carolina Fear Fest was amazing. We loved having you, man. And Four Sheets to Win podcast, go check it out. It's a fun show. Let me get him back in here.
Yeah, I'm really happy I got Comcast.
I can tell.
There's like a slight breeze outside, and it's like, whoop, it's going to knock all your lines around. Congratulations, Mountain Living.
Oh, man, that's the sticks, man. Living out in the sticks now.
We'll have to look into that there, Starlink.
Oh, yeah. Paul Dunn says, Casey looks like he is ready to destroy anyone who tries to roast y'all tonight.
No, I'm done with that. We got the F's out. I'm done with it. We cleared and purged. That's what the wall, the naked wall behind me, it's blank because I am blank. We are done. We are clean. This is a new year. It's a celebration time. So from here on, we'll just build in here and we'll grow for year three.
You know what? I love it, and it's true. And yeah, Paul, me too. If whoever wants to roast or toast, that's what he said. If you want to come on, roast or toast,
yes.
Have fun with us, join in,
and touch us appropriately or inappropriately. Or I'm hip. I've consent right here, yo.
But then we get to roast you at the end. So good luck.
Yeah.
Jason Taylor says, "How are y'all doing this evening? We're doing well, man. We're doing well.
Not as good as you look, Jason.
Oh yeah, with that beard, baby." Congrats on the 2 years. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, man.
Kathleen says, hello, gentlemen. Hey, Kathleen. Thanks for joining
Kathleen.
In. She'll be on the show later. And we are having a staring contest. It's because you blinked out. You blinked out of existence. It's true. The prophecy is fulfilled.
See, that's just terrible timing because, oh, biscuits.
I
guess I do have to blink out. Oh, you know what? Screw it. Like Kathleen was having a discussion. She brought up Weeping Angels last night on Funny Science Fiction Podcast. Nah, that's no, oh, yeah. That's what happened. I just got Weeping Angel. If that happens again, that's what's going on.
I don't doubt it. I will say this, though. You're still Iron Man. So sorry.
I was trying to push to the doctor. I was trying so hard to be like, no, just call me Tennant. Oh, come on.
I don't want to be a dick, but if you were stayed frozen with the picture that was there the entire night, I would have left it because it was a nice picture. Like you had like a nice smile on your face, like you're just looking on. It actually that's what it was, but just frozen right now.
Just maintain that. That's all we want is just to be that. That way, oh, I'll be perfect for being roasted. I have no problem taking insults then.
You know, I do want everybody to, like, so we're doing costumes throughout the month of October. It's Halloween. We love this time of year. We're doing the Scene Stomps Halloween Horror Fest. And, of course, Casey, I think, would hit the nail on the head when he said blue shirt, because, yeah, I do love wearing blue shirts. He's got the Scene Stomps hat on. It works. I want to know what you guys think. Did I pull off Casey well?
Yeah. Did we pull off each other? Did we, like, totally nail it? Because I know I.
Somebody screenshot this and send it to me. there's a picture. I had to take this picture when we were on in the green room. Mm-hmm. Just and I was doing the graphics down below and such. I needed the back picture of just the two of us so I could line everything up correctly. And I took the screenshot that I took was so me looking so depressed. And it was just like me just kind of like, you know, and I'm like, I look like a serial killer. What is happening?
But I mean, that's kind of you behind the scenes.
You know what the messed up part about this is? We have different people coming in at different times to talk to us for like, you know, about 5 minutes at a time. And I don't know. I forgot the schedule upstairs.
Oh, that's exciting.
And I'm not going to get it. So,
well, you can now.
We're the snobs now, man. Like, that's what the snobs do. We forget things and then just fly.
Go real fast in any direction.
Little known
talk fact, a lot and take all the credit.
That's true. Yep. Little known fact about Casey and I, we are actually the Wright brothers. In about 4 years' time, we discover time travel. I lose a lot of weight, by the way. We go back in time and we just build the contraption before airplanes and we fly it on a beach in North Carolina. And these two other guys took credit for it.
And I made sure to ensure the popularity of the name Orville. Big on
that's
that.
True. Oh my God. I never put it together. I mean, I knew both of those things, but like the Orville.
You're welcome. Yeah.
I never put that together.
Yeah.
That
Orville Wright.
The ship was named after Orville Wright. Yeah. Damn it.
Wow.
I never saw, and like I, and it's so clear. As soon as you pointed it out, I'm like, yes, clearly makes sense. But for me, I'm like, that whole time, I'm just like, I wonder why they call it the Orville. It's kind of a cool name.
What, Redenbacher?
And it just makes so much sense.
No, just, I mean, I guess they like popcorn out there in the Federation or the Union.
Oh my God. We do have people popping in the green room. I know Alex was first. I forgot what time Alex was supposed to be on. No, I think I gave us like the first 20 minutes just to kind of riff.
Okay, everyone in the green room, if you're supposed to be up first, give us a thumbs up.
Oh, I got thumbs up from Alex.
Yes.
All right, Kathleen says, I won't fall asleep before then. I hope you better not. You yeah. better not, or we are going to roast.
We
you.
Are mildly entertaining, Kathleen. Come on, give us at least 30 minutes.
We'll get there. Congrats on the 2 years, boys. For real love. What you guys do over there is such an inspiration. We know.
No, you're the inspiration, Mike. Oh, and sorry. Every single person who's commenting along, you all, the real MVPs.
I mean,
I love and appreciate each and every one of you for wanting to hang out with us. And this is awesome.
I mean, creative friendships
and everything else we're building is just fantastic. I appreciate all y'all. So thank you so much.
I guess
for
I agree.
Allowing us to entertain you for a little bit, a couple hours a night. And it's pretty cool.
I guess I agree to an extent, but I would say that I'm the biggest inspiration there is in the podcasting world. So
yeah. I mean, your ego is equal to your size. You.
Hey, listen, I know that I'm at least 24. I'm 24th on the list.
Oh, my God.
If you had to have an ego that big, you...
I would love for you to just wander around. I wish in real life you had printed it out and taped it to your car, like all over, and just highlighted 24, maybe gotten a wrap that was just the entire list just blown up to fit your hue, your car. Oh, it would have been amazing.
All I know is I'm going to get to a point where year three is just going to be the year of the ego.
Dude, not, what, no.
Yes.
No, that's got to be year 30. Bro, it's too early for the ego.
No.
I am trying right so hard to feed this id. You have no idea.
I've worked so hard. I want an ego year.
Not yet. Listen, push it off. Don't know. Jack Burton's hilarious.
No. Later. Year three is my ego year. You have to be the humble one. Then year four is the the detox and rehab year. Then I come back strong in year five.
No. You missed it. So the ego year, then you have the Blocaine and Bender year.
All right. And, so year six is the Christian-based podcast year.
Correct. That's the welcome home, Mick. And now you've made it. And we're so excited to have you here. He's part of the family now. He's here and he wants to be loved by everybody. It's a pleasure to have him. We do appreciate him. Thank you so much, Mick.
No, I got to top that. So I'm just going to leave it alone. Oh, wait, no. I have a great ego. So I'm just going to say I you know.
And so it begins.
I forgot. I have to top it, even if I'm worse at it, and just say it's the best thing I've ever done.
Actually, that's going to be hilarious. Please do that. I would love to see you just run and swing at that football every time, bro.
I want to go to an art museum, like a fancy one.
This is already a terrible idea. Let's go.
I want to put glue on like a newspaper article that's just is about nothing or about the economy or some shit.
That's smack very it different on the things middle. Because one is very much a something and the other one is very much a nothing.
I want to smack it onto the wall so it's stuck there. And then I want to sign under the wall, Mick Manhattan, and then just be like, Banksy, and then walk out. That's all I say. And it makes no sense. It's so stupid.
And then you get a ticket with a fine. For having to come clean up.
Or somebody sells that wall for like $17 million.
Definitely not what's going to happen.
Going to happen. That's what's going to happen.
I mean, there's a lot of people on major cities who have all felt that way.
Crap. That is why I watch this show, Casey. Give me the warm and fuzzies. You stay away from her.
No, she's my friend. So is John. I love them.
Jason, thank you for laughing. You should do that, Mick. Number 24, ego, laugh out loud. Yep. Year three is year of the ego.
No, let's like get top 10, man. Let's break barriers. Let's keep pushing. Let's get better. Let's keep building and be awesome with each other and try to foster this wonderful environment of glorious people. Did you just kick Paul in and Paul out?
Yeah, he had a picture of me on his phone up to the screen, so I just wanted to like put it in and out real fast. I wasn't even
wait a minute. Wait, to talk. Oh, was it such a flash? Was he naked? Were you naked? Only one
he's
of those.
He's talking about. There you go. It's me. Yeah. Oh, there you go. I love it. He's out. You're out. You only get a certain amount of time. So, Chase, I brought you here today to tell you happy anniversary.
Oh, well, you know what, Mick? Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
It's our 2 year. What is our 2 year anniversary?
October 6th.
No, like what? Not the date. What is the anniversary? The wedding anniversary. Like there's the gold one and the silver one and the it's cotton.
That's why I named the name of the episode is F&A Cotton, F&A.
F&A. Pepper needs some new shorts. Cotton.
Wait a second. Jason Taylor, I'll make a list and put you guys at a top 10. I'd better be higher than top 10. Wait, who's on the list?
Oh, and so it begins.
No, ego is fucking happen.
Unfortunately, this is not even begins. It's 8:16 and we're here. Welcome to year two, everyone. We've already celebrated year one and two, and now whatever the hell he's got going. Here we go.
Jason, make a top 10 list of podcasters. Here's your number one with a bullet. Us.
Tom Skerritt?
Us. Dallas? No. Maybe. I would love Tom Skerritt on our show.
So would I, man. I fucking love
Tom. I would just call him Dallas the whole time.
Picket Fences was amazing. No, I'd be calling him Viper. Holy shit, Viper's here. As soon as he shows up, I'd have to say that line.
Holy shit, you know what we call him? We're just like, what's up, Picket Fences?
Picket Fences, bro.
And he's just like.
I love Picket Fences. And I know he did too. Man, they did that show for like 9 years.
I know, but like, can you imagine us just calling him Picket Fences? He'd be so pissed.
I mean, that's rather disrespectful. Hi, Corinne. I don't know why we'd want to have someone on and disrespect them in such a manner.
I'm not. I'm naming his best TV show. Clearly. Boy, like if John Ritter came on, I would call him dead. Now that's how you do an awkward pause, Jason Taylor.
Mm-hmm. Held it. Uncomfortable.
You just make your co-host as uncomfortable as possible. Corinne, thank you very much for the happy anniversary.
Yes, thank you, friend. She is responsible for this microphone, actually.
Too soon, Mick. It is not too soon. He died in 2003.
Who, John Ritter? Yeah, no, that's totally acceptable.
And I wish John Ritter was my dad.
Dude, man, if he were the dad from Scrubs, I think it's more realistic. Which is even sadder.
Oh, yeah, he was so good on that show. I don't want him as a dad.
No, not that guy. No.
But like John Ritter, like Jack eight Tripper grown up. Jack
Tripper see, married. Eight Simple Rules was closer to what I would want from the Ritter dad.
That's Jack Tripper, in my opinion. That's who. Mm-hmm. That's the type of dad Jack Tripper would have
been. Closer. I guess, you know what, given the age, possibly. Oh, you know what? He did a great job as a dad in Buffy.
Oh, yeah. He's
a robot.
That's very true. Great robot
dad. Kick-ass robot dad.
We need to talk about robot dads at some point.
You know, robot dads deserve their time, too.
It's very true. It's very true. We still have 2 minutes before we bring on our first guest.
That's exciting.
Who is a lovely human being, and I doubt we are going to get roasted.
I doubt nothing. I'm prepared for everything.
He's like
Sun Tzu up in this mother trucker.
Like, there's certain people when I think about, like, what good people should look like, he's, like, one of them. There's not many. Mm-hmm. I would put him in that bracket.
Yeah.
We are not in that bracket.
No, I definitely don't see that in the mirror or right now.
No. Like, I may not be, like, in the bracket of good people. I'm in the bracket of great people, but, like, who doesn't do good things. Who doesn't help anybody in any way or become a positive member of society in any way?
I'd rather not look and judge where I am right now. I'd rather just continue to look up and see where I'm going.
See, I may be number 24 in the greatness of podcasting, but I'm number one in all your hearts.
I mean, a lot of them have kids. That kind of rules that out right away.
No, it's like Mick Manhattan, then their kids. And they have to choose an order for which kids.
People are putting you down as your emergency contact. I mean, he said I'm number one. That's number one. Gotta do it.
I have to pick up everyone.
That's my new ice.
The episode of Any Simple Rules when he dies was brutal. Why'd you bring that up, Kathleen? God.
So hard, Kathleen.
God. Why do you do this to us? We were talking about Alive.
I promised myself I wasn't going to do this tonight.
We got James Garner and David Spade off of that. Thank you.
Oh, gosh.
John Ritter and Skin Deep would be a cool dad. John Ritter and Stay Tuned. Boom. That's the way it goes.
Strong.
All right, let me shut these things off, and then let's get our first guest on here because I love his face, and I want to talk to him about smart stuff.
Yeah.
He's way smarter than I am.
Whoa,
Casey has a serious creeper vibe going on tonight. I told you about the shadow on the face.
I'm so excited about Shadow Face. No, this is really nice, Kathleen. This is, once again, so we have the darkness and the light behind me, and this is all phases that we're going through, coming out of things, into new things, propelling ourselves forward, going into the light, so we're climbing out of the darkness. So yeah, tonight also I feel ugly. So I'm keeping the shadow.
You're not ugly, God. You're a good-looking guy. Shut up.
I have a terrible complexion.
Right, let's just get to our first guest. From the Today in Space podcast.
Makeup people suck.
Which, if you're not listening to the Today in Space podcast, you're an idiot. And that's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, seriously.
Because it truly does make you smarter.
Double-check your face.
I will say this. Alex! From Today in Space.
What's going on? What up, gentlemen? Hello.
Alex, buddy.
How are
it's
you,
great
sir?
To see you.
I'm good, guys. Congratulations. 2 years. That's huge.
Thanks, sir. Man. Thank you. Appreciate
it's a weird anniversary.
Right?
It is.
Yeah, absolutely. I have to start though. I am from New England, so I can't let you guys off the hook without roasting you to start, because that's how it is. I gotta roast you and then show you some love. So
I feel at home.
You guys, first of all, you guys do look like each other. It's pretty amazing. I like the. But damn, this started off dark. You guys talking about Tony Stark being dead? Poor Casey's Tony Stark. What's going on? What's going on here?
Muted us.
I don't know. He muted us.
Oh, did I mute you guys? How did that happen? How did I mute you guys? Can I reschedule? So
That was amazing. I love this already. I just wanted to give you the floor because I love hearing you talk. You're amazing.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
you have like a naturally soothing voice.
Well, thank you.
You're definitely, maybe greater than top 24.
Whoa.
But you're close. I'd say 26.
I appreciate it. I'm doing this weird. I've got like my podcast camera set up, but I'm not like looking at you guys. So like, it's going to be a little weird. I'm sorry.
I don't care. Right. I love it.
We're doing the same thing over here. I've got a voyeuristic thing. Mick mentioned earlier. He's like, it looks like I'm looking at you podcasting. It's like, right. It's kind of sexy. It's like through a window. It's uncomfortable. Is it weird?
Yeah. It makes me question what's going on underneath. And I don't really want to know.
We look like a boy band album.
You know what, Alex? You stick around and I bet you'll find out what's on underneath.
Is it OnlyFans, Casey?
Oh, it's the madman.
Is that year three? Is that OnlyFans year?
And here's yes, it is. That's the thing. Year three is the OnlyFans year. The year we make money uncomfortably.
He was always
talking about his Manscaped underwear. So maybe I'm wearing the Manscaped boxers and only the Manscaped boxers.
Oh my God. Alex, my friend, though, we appreciate you coming on tonight. So like, talk to us a little bit because anybody watching, I want them to check out your show too, if they haven't already. Sure. Tell us a little bit about the show, man.
Sure. So Today in Space, we are in, year seven?
Well, that was our 2 year anniversary first guest, but no, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
You're funny.
Right?
It's fucking weird, man. Yeah. Year seven. We've through pure insanity and determination, I'm still here. So, but no, the podcast is about all things space. So, I went to school for aerospace engineering. I promise I can talk. Spent a lot of money doing that and then realized there really weren't a lot of jobs, bumped around, and then started the podcast because I just wanted to stay in it. Mm-hmm. And it evolved into this crazy thing. I got to meet people like you guys, and it's wild. So we talk about everything that's going on, whether it's like cool sci-fi stuff or even a lot of the stuff we're talking about is what's happening today. So if you really want to get an idea of what's going on in the space industry, I mean, when I started, like, people were asking me, does NASA exist still? So it's come a long way. I don't get as many of those questions anymore. But yeah, we talk about Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos now, the whole billionaire space race. We're diving into that. And I think our niche is talking about stuff. I try and talk about stuff that's interesting to me, and I hope it's interesting to you guys and everybody else. And we've got this cool community going on. You guys are involved. I love hearing what you guys are interested in. You guys always pop in on the live stream, so I appreciate that. Absolutely. So, but yeah, it's Today in Space. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You keep me up to date on like what happened. So
honestly, your coverage, man, of the billionaires in space was fantastic. Like there's been so many times where I've been behind on the SpaceX launches, and it's great to be able to be like, oh, Alex has got me.
It's awesome. When our space launches, I watch your show. I don't
know. Yeah, and thank you. Thank you. I love seeing you pop on. Yeah, it's just trying to have fun with it, man. I know you guys are doing a lot of the same. You know, you guys talk about stuff that you find interesting. And I think that's where the authenticity comes from. I think that's where, you know, the ego will eventually come in year three, and then you'll boil off the top and come back around. So, I mean, it's, you know, it's a full circle.
We're excited. I can't wait to really lose my shit.
Yeah,
it's going to be great because he's going to be just progressively trying to be bigger, but he won't. And then eventually I'll be the one who'll be like, is there bubbles in this water?
I'm telling you, if I put in this much hard work to be second fiddle, I'll deal with it. I do want to ask, I know we got you for a couple more minutes, and I want to ask you because, you know, we are basically movies on this podcast. And Captain Kirk just went into space, correct?
Yeah, it's true. So he is slated to go launch on Jeff Bezos's Blue Origin New Shepard rocket. So I don't know if you guys heard, Jeff Bezos launched recently with his brother, Wally Funk, who was part of the Mercury 13, the first group of women to be trained as astronauts. They trained better and performed better than the men, but they were never allowed to go to space. And so she has been in the FAA and flying stuff the whole time. She got to go up last time. Nice. And Oliver Damon, his 18-year-old kid, his father bought a trip up there, youngest person to go to space. And then now William Shatner, the Captain Kirk of the Enterprise, will be going, at the age of 90 up to space. If there's someone you're going to give a ride to space to, I mean, it's that crew, right? I mean, part of me wishes Leonard Nimoy was still alive so that the two of them could have gone up together.
I wish Nichelle Nichols was in better health. Unfortunately, that's a bummer. Yeah, same. Dementia's rough.
I do feel though, Captain Kirk officially going to space, and he's an astronaut once you're out there, correct?
So there's a lot of drama going about that.
Where do you fall on that one?
He'll be a rocket man.
It's interesting. The FAA kind of gives the astronaut wings, and that's kind of like the gold standard for astronaut is.
The FAA gives those out?
That's my understanding.
My wife works for the FAA. I want wings.
I do too, Mary. Hold on.
So like the crazy thing is that the industry and like all of space is moving faster than the FAA can really move. Like SpaceX is pushing them to advance way faster with all they're doing down in Boca Chica, Texas with Starship, this crazy thing that could bring 100 people into space at a time. But the astronaut wings there's a stipulation that you need to perform some kind of safety, like advanced safety in space. Like that's how you get your wings. So right now, official NASA astronauts go to the International Space Station. So there's, you know, they're operating something up there when they do that. The trip is mostly automated on the way up there. Mm-hmm. With Blue Origin and Virgin Galactic, they're doing like just the edge of space. There's a line called the Kármán line. That's just like what we consider the edge of space. It's not anything official. I mean, it's literally just official. Like it doesn't have any scientific perspective, but it's not as high as the ISS, but it is technically space. So that's where they went last time. That's where Captain Kirk's going to go. But that whole trip is automated. So they're just as passengers, basically. So Blue Origin will give them wings.
Do they have a burn on reentry as well, hitting that Kármán line? Or
So it's pretty cool. So they go straight up and then they kind of just float at the top, and that's where they experience the zero G, just like when you throw a ball up and it hangs up. Like okay. That's what they're doing, is they're just hanging up there for a little while and then they end up coming back down with mm-hmm. gravity. So they have a nice few minutes up there, some room to kind of float around, not as much as the Inspiration 4 mission with SpaceX that just launched. That Crew Dragon's got a little bit more room. And that has a documentary that's out on Netflix. If you guys haven't seen it,
that's amazing.
I don't think I've cried that much in a long time. It's and that in good ways. It was really
the dreams for me. And remembering my dad never played catch with me. He just threw things at me.
Jeez, we're just talking about just weird tangent. We're talking about Robin Williams movies the other day. At work today, and we were trying.
He's got so many of them.
Well. Oh, yeah, we were talking about Patch Adams came up, and we were trying to think of Jack was the movie we were trying to think of. Oh, for some reason,
the one Francis Ford Coppola pretty much retired from. Because
so, but both movies were like, oh, both those are really depressing. Like, damn, like
not only
Fisher King, that's a really depressing.
No, we're going back to Jack. Here's why: Jack is not only depressing because of the content of it. And it's Francis Ford Coppola was so bad in Francis Ford Coppola's eyes, he pretty much retired for like 20 years.
Oh, Jesus.
But Bill Cosby plays the therapist in that movie.
Oh, man. It's been a long time since I've watched that movie.
Yeah. Dang it.
Awkward. Yeah. But yeah. I don't remember where I was. Netflix documentary, Inspiration 4, you should definitely watch that.
Definitely will.
And I'm really surprised that like not more people know about this mission. I think I talked about this on the last episode of the podcast, but like, just a lot of like upfront negativity to like the whole billionaire space race. And to be honest, I mean, Bezos definitely messed that up for a lot of people. So, but it is what it is. So, so technically he will be a Blue Origin astronaut. And I think what it'll be is there'll be a bunch of these different wings that you'll be able to get as you go to the different companies and potentially do that. So I think that's where it's going. I think the FAA will catch up, but
I think the FAA should make a special, and I'm going to talk to my wife about this and make sure it happens. Not really. That's not how it's going to work. But I am going to not do anything but just hope that they at least give one to William Shatner.
Yeah.
Just at least William Shatner.
Was he the safest captain, though? I mean, even if you take his career as captain of the Enterprise, would you call him a safe captain?
No, never. The best captain,
no.
Yes.
No, because never.
If you play it safe, oh, my God, the best captain is clearly Sisko.
Playing it safe can take a second. Like, you can take a beat. Like, and Sisko was a rogue as well. Picard, however, was just well thought out, considerate of everyone, looked at all the options.
Picard is not the best.
Did it the right way, the Federation way.
Can't. All right. I'm bringing Alex back because we need to have this debate for real.
We do.
Oh, we could definitely go into it.
Alex, you will be back for that one for sure.
Absolutely.
We need to have that debate. I do appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Happy 2-year anniversary. You guys look amazing. And thanks for having me on. Enjoy the rest of your anniversary, and hope you guys make sweet, sweet love to each other later.
We will.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, good.
He won't know it, but we will.
Oh, well, this one, that's not.
Right.
Take care, everybody. Thanks again.
Bye, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, guys, I know we're running a little bit behind. We're going to bring on another, and he's just walking off, but I'm going to tell him to sit back down because I know he can hear me and I see him. We're going to bring on, he is a scene snob. He's jumping on. He's going to come on for a few minutes, talk to us. We love him. You guys love him. One of the hosts of BTB, Mr. Gerard, as I like to say, DeBard LeBon.
Yes, OMG.
What is
hello,
people.
What's up,
buddy? Doing, buddy?
I let my hair grow out because I wanted to show y'all the proper Manscaped grooming techniques after this video.
And you were looking.
We talk more
stunning.
About Manscaped now after they're not our sponsor than we did when they were our sponsor.
I mean, whatever. I use them still.
Then oh, I no, was I, using I, Head and Shoulders shampoo to grow out my luxurious hair.
I love them. Don't get me wrong. I still use them. I still say people should go check them out. But you know, it was a summer contract and it's over. So. Yeah. And they made
a summer fling. It was nice.
Maybe if you put us in demand over there, people. all right. Gerard, thank you for coming on, man.
Absolutely.
Are you going to roast us or are you going to toast us?
I'm going to toast you. You guys are absolutely amazing. Amazing in the sense that I've grown in my knowledge and appreciation for not only the actors in front of the camera, but the directors and the writers behind the camera. You guys have, even as a cinephile, I love movies, but you guys have forced me to kind of grow beyond my regular knowledge of film.
That's a truly wonderful Absolutely. Compliment. I love that. The fact that you even said, like, you know, your appreciation for, like, filmmakers behind the camera, like, we've helped with that. Like, man, thank you.
That's huge. That's huge. Being able to give to someone's growth and knowledge, because, I mean, that's really all we are, is just sponges and machines trying to grow and learn and just continue to build. And the fact that we could be considered part of that for someone that I think is as amazing as you are, Gerard, means the world. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Bro. You're amazing. Love you, buddy.
And we love you, man. Awesome. We know you are a scene snob through and through. You're one of the crew. So, you know, we appreciate you always being here and helping us out whenever we need you. And we got to get together soon because I couldn't make it to the paintball, but I definitely want to go do a paintball or an axe throwing soon.
Go check out the movie, dude.
We should go to Apolloween over in Martinsburg. Yes. Let's go get scared a little bit.
Yes.
Oh, all right. I'll message you.
Number two.
Oh, yeah.
You gave me more horror movies to actually be scared of.
Well, that's amazing.
Whoa. What are they? Give us a couple.
The Shed, for one.
He's going to be on next week. You want to join us?
So excited.
Sure.
All right. He's going to be on the show next week.
And there was another one that I forgot.
Alex says you look wonderful, Gerard. You do. I like it. You look very Scottish right now. I don't know what's
happening. I know, right? Well, it's almost getting the Gimli vibe hard.
Yeah.
I had my beard braided just for you guys. It grew in nicely.
I love it. I love it a lot.
It's fantastic. You look good, boy. Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Hey. I appreciate it. I think I'm going to soak in this accent for the rest of the interview.
It really should.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
I'm going about the whole time and then we'll fuck it about and then we'll go out to the pub later and have a swag. You're like,
let's go get Brighton.
Let's get him a book.
I don't
do it. You know what? I think Logstock and Two Smoking Barrels will be good tonight, though. So, yeah.
Ooh, great.
A bloody Welsh. That's it. That's all I got. That's as far as I go with my accent. Sometimes if it really kicks in, I can do an Australian. It's pretty good. That's it. Oh, yep.
My Australian was never that good.
Major
and my axe.
You have my axe. This is going to be a stress fest.
Well, don't tell the elf. You'll have to toss me.
Oh, man. All right, cool. So I'm going to message you. We're going to get you on a show with Frank next week. That'll be fun.
And let's do it. Yeah. Let's look to do Apolloween soon because I want to be scared with y'all.
Yes.
All right. And we'll bring up someone. We can all get together and go to Apolloween. Which actually, Matt Burns is one of our guests tonight, too. So let's talk about that. But Gerard, thank you, man, for coming on. We love
you. Thank you, Gerard. Love
you. One of our brothers over here.
Absolutely, gentlemen. Continue to make sure you take care of your luscious manes. Mm-hmm. And I'll eventually grow in my facial hair. At some point to look wonderful as you two.
No, please. This is horrifying. This is a nightmare. This is the worst thing ever. It's just patches. It's like little pieces. It's like a, I don't know, like a weird, uncomfortable peat bog.
It just doesn't know what it wants chin. To do. You have
a good chin. I do have a good chin. I know, but I could have a wicked fucking stash with big curlies.
I keep the facial hair to hide the multiple chins. So you're good. You don't need facial hair.
No, I don't want to hear it. You can fix that because you can just work out. I can't do anything about this.
A chin?
That's not
a strong
fair.
Chin line?
No, well, my strong chin is fantastic. It makes me feel very Gaston.
Ooh, I like it.
Nobody is as manly as Gaston.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you for that, Gerard. Gaston. I'll be using that all night. Yes.
You know what? Actually, Kathleen says no mustaches. I say we all grow mustaches.
Then how else am I supposed to offer rides?
It's so true. It's so true, and I love it. Well, Gerard, I do have to kick you out because we have more guests coming on, but I love you. I appreciate you, and I'm going to message you guys. Well, I'll message the three of us soon to get it set up for Apolloween.
Absolutely, guys. Nice. Be safe. Happy anniversary.
Everybody, thank you.
We have another guest. The poor guy's been waiting. He's supposed to be on 2 weeks ago, but we're running a little bit behind. And I call him the master of making my edits harder because he smokes cigarettes during the show.
I'm sorry.
I am no longer allowing it. This is live, so it's different. But like when you came on for the bloody summer camp, I'm like, maybe I'll switch this over here. And I was like, no, because the cigarette is like miles different.
Different sizes.
My bad.
I'm like, you're like everybody's worst nightmare on film sets between 1912 and 2000.
I was going to say, that's why I found it hilarious, because you go back to some of those old movies and like the characters just have different level cigarettes, different, like Jimmy Cagney's down here, then up here, then down here, then it's not lit. Those are the best.
Paul, man, four sheets to win. I love the pictures because you put those paintings up on
sure Facebook
the other day. They're amazing. Sure.
I had a friend at the airport actually drew all these.
Oh, wow.
Just gave some ideas, and he did them all in like a couple hours for me. If you want to follow him on Instagram, it's gage.da.wolf.
That sounds like a lot.
I'll check it out for sure.
All right.
And he does everything. This is the first time he's ever done horror. And I was like, bro, you're going to have all my business from here on out.
That's amazing. Yeah, when you find a good artist that you really like, you know, you stick with it for sure. And that is beautiful artwork right there. What is the black photo? Is that Casey?
This one?
Yeah.
Alfred Hitchcock. It's hard to see. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's...
I don't know why you guys are giving me crap about... Okay, that's amazing, first of all.
That is amazing.
You guys giving me crap. You guys need to pump the brakes, all right? This is way brighter than the Battle of Winterfell in Season 8 of Game of Thrones, all right? So I'm miles ahead of that.
I'll tell you something. You gave him crap about how he could lose weight. You could stop smoking, too.
Hey, you know what? I could, because smoking is fucking disgusting. And people who keep smoking just clearly have problems with themselves that they haven't been able to get past. So maybe they need to look deep inside and just stop messing around with cigarettes.
I am 2 years free of not podcasting as a scene snob. I couldn't even say it right. Like, I'm 2 years a scene snob on the podcasting, 3 years a cigarette-free non-smoker. So I love it. I will say this, compared to what we were talking about with Casey's lack of lighting, Chris Sales says Casey looks like he's going to do ASMR background podcast. And then Jason Taylor says, in Casey's camera darkness is audition for his Zack Snyder movie.
Dude, I've been trying to get Lex Luthor for years. It's mine, just like Superman.
I love it.
Right.
And then Jason Taylor says, I'm waiting for Superman to start fighting Casey.
We're already there, bro.
Boom. Perfect. Tanya Space says, damn the truth bomb, Casey. Truth bombs. Kathleen says, you really got to be compared to Season 8 of GOT. You are way better than want to be. I didn't say that.
Season 8 of GOT was pretty darn good. I was comparing myself to it, and I still liked it. I don't care. I understand people weren't cool with it, but I was okay with it. Was it as good as everything else we had gotten up to that point? Of course not. Was it a great ending? Absolutely not. But I got enough, and it stopped, so we're good.
There is one scene in Season 8 that the scene snobs is like, and that is when Brienne of Tarth gets knighted. That is it. Shut your faces. Don't ever compare us to the bad stuff again. When number 24 on the greatest podcasts of all time list ever. That's not true.
See, your ego is writing time that your body can't cash. Nope. I'll figure it out. Don't worry, I've got time.
Oh my God. We talked about Viper. You needed to say a line. We needed the line. Alex says, weird. I also started my podcast after the first year of quitting cigarettes.
See? Because it gives you something to do, as opposed to sitting here and just going, you know what I could be doing?
I do both. Cigarette smoking.
I just can't, man. I feel it in my body. I feel it in my soul. Like the other day, I woke up and I went and I thought my elbow was just going to pop. And you know, when you wake up and you're old and like you're waiting for your pops to happen, and it said, quit smoking, asshole. It's like, oh my God. It was terrible. I've never heard of that before.
Transfer the addiction. Transfer the addiction.
Exactly.
That's what I did. Transfer the addiction to Casey. Now I'm just addicted to Casey all the time. It's
very uncomfortable. I mean, I dig it because I'm a huge egomaniac, quietly. So, like, having people fawn over me is absolutely necessary. I actually have roses rose petals for when I walk into my house, so I can just lay them down, you know, have some songs playing. It's very important. He
freshens up those rose petals every day.
Every day. He's there cutting new ones. He's a good man.
No, I pick them. He will love me. He will love me. He will love me. He
yeah, fuck but me. See, that's the thing. Once me. You get past the psycho part of it, it's actually pretty endearing.
Yeah, I mean, it's all hugs from there, you know? It is what it is. We're basically a married couple as it is. I told you that we invent plane travel. Flight. Why would I say plane travel?
I don't know.
Like a plane travel.
In the world of Tomorrowland.
So I will tell you, Paul, our next guest has not shown up yet, so you're just going to stay for a while. Once he comes in, then I'll boot you, but...
All right, Paul, why don't you go ahead? What are you going to do? You going to say nice stuff or you want poop on us?
I only got one thing to poop on, and it's sad because that's it, but I don't wear earbuds when the plane's coming in at the airport, and the reason why is because every time I listen to you, I have to hear you clear, so that's it. It's my only roast. I ain't got nothing.
Yeah, that's brutal, man.
Right.
Yeah.
Is it because we're loud?
Yeah, sure. We'll go with that. That works. I don't know. I got nothing. I have nothing but love for you guys.
No, I love it. I got nothing but love for you, man. Meeting you at Carolina Fear Fest was a highlight.
It really was. Great. You and Matt, you guys were great guys. We loved having you on.
And you guys, even off the podcast, you know, I know I don't know if everyone talks to you quite as much as I probably bother you guys, but you guys are just genuine people. Who you are on your podcast is who you are in real life. And I respect that. I really enjoy that because you guys aren't just faces and voices where it's like, I bet they're assholes off camera. You guys are through and through the same great human being. With all the hardships both of you had to go through in the last couple months, it's been amazing how you guys have still been able to bring joy to me as a listener, and I'm sure everybody else, because going through hardships sucks, but it speaks really highly of both of your characters that you guys are still able to raise people up and find joy in life. And just do good things. And,
is that what we're doing?
Yes.
God damn it. Thanks, that was not what I was going
for. That was really fucking sweet. I appreciate it. Don't so mind sweet. Dickhead over here just off. Being a fucking ass hat.
I can be a dickhead if I want to be a dickhead.
I know. The jersey's strong, bro. I feel it.
I love it. That was... I don't do well with compliments. So shut up. Let me be a dick. That's how I handle compliments. I don't like compliments. I don't like that's like shut up.
Sorry.
Dude. No, you're good, Paul. I'm not telling you.
And also, I'm sorry, Alex just dropped a wicked one that he's looking forward to the year of the three go.
That's pretty cool.
Every day. Right. I'm gonna do mix. I don't know. I'll think of something.
Threegonomics?
I can't come up with every title right off the top of
the Threegonomics.
No, that's perfect. That is. Oh! Can't see me. Five finger shuffle. Much love to you guys. Happy anniversary and many more. Thank you very much, Alex. We appreciate it, brother. We do have our next guest popping in. We're going to bring him on in a couple minutes. Paul, man, tell us what you got going on with yourself.
Right now, it's just mainly work. I was able to order some Kimball's cookies that I'm looking forward to getting at the end of the month.
Oh, sweet.
So I'll definitely want to talk to you guys about that after I get a taste of them and see them because I'm super excited about it.
Yes. Nice. And
detailing for North Carolina is kind of slowed down right now just because it's been rainy for the past like 8 days, and now it's going to be rainy the next five. So not much detailing, but it's still going good. The main job's still going great, so I can't complain too bad.
The detailing, man, it looks awesome. You put up the pictures, and I'm like, Jesus.
And I will say, I know you guys have a lot of people in Virginia, and you guys yourself from Virginia. If I get more than two cars for one customer, I will drive any distance within the state.
We're going to have a Paul Dunn detailing get it done rally in Winchester, Virginia. Calling it now.
I love the snob, by the way. I've always wanted to do a rally, but like of the non-racist variety. So a Paul Dunn rally would be a good one.
There you go.
I'm all for it. Gerard says, Kimball's cookies are amazing.
They are amazing.
I know. I just had one of their,
dude, River and I had the pumpkin spice ones. Get out of here. They were amazing.
Dang,
I'm a player. They were no joke.
One thing I'll show you guys, your first episode. So I finally got to listen to your first episode. I like how you guys are still the same. You've grown a lot as a podcast, but you guys still kept your humor. You're still absolutely obsessed with Star Trek. And it's fun listening to your guys' excitement about certain movies, because I'm still waiting to hear what you guys thought of Gemini Man after you saw it, because you guys were excited for the trailer. And now I'm ready to get to the episode where you guys are like,
oh my God. We did talk about the trailer, and I've never seen the movie.
Yeah.
You never saw it?
No, I never saw it.
That shows you.
That shows you.
We're terrible.
That is terrible.
Paul, I'm going to commit to this. We are like we are on screen is off screen. So we forget a lot of shit in real life and on here.
It's always talking, and that's the thing. Like, and again, like, remember, Casey and I have been doing this together
for uncomfortably
8 years.
Yeah, you and I together eight.
Mm-hmm. Before then, like, I guessed it on his show a couple of times, but like consistently, we've been doing this for like 8 years now together, and 2013, so that'd be eight, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and I don't think we've ever missed. I think it's always been like this.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, it was a little different because back in the day, I was playing the straight guy on the old show, and you were the funny zinger. Yeah, it was a different roles. It was very weird. I was always in had to be straight guy, ready to controlling everything, make sure we're on point. Now I'm like, hey, what are we doing? Cool. Need me to make a funny? Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Disconnect the internet. Let me freeze for a minute.
Yep.
Casey's exactly. One of those guys that can switch it up for sure. But Paul, man, I appreciate you coming on, brother, and joining us again. We're gonna have a couple more maybe fun reviews to put out this month if you're up for it.
Absolutely.
Sweet. All right. I'm gonna kick you off though, because we have another guest coming on. He's one of our first guests on the show in Scene Snobs, Mr. Matt Anderson. So I'm gonna bring him on in just a second. But Paul, thank you so much again for coming on.
Thank you guys.
We love you, buddy. You're our snobbit. You are our mascot now.
The snobbit.
Yes.
next year, Paul will be added to that big picture.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Love you, buddy. Thank you again for joining us.
Be well.
Take care.
See you guys later.
And let's bring on Mr. Matt Anderson from Keith 13 Films. What's going on, buddy?
Matt Anderson, what's up?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Thank you for joining us, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Thrilled to be here on the 2 year anniversary, right?
Two year
anniversary. How the heck did you guys make it to 2 years? I'm still trying to figure that one out. I just heard you don't like compliments, so if you want, I could just sit there and insult you all the way through this.
Fire away, please.
Please, we love it.
All right, here's the first one. How in the hell did you guys get on one of the most listened to podcast lists? How much money did you actually have to pay these people to actually get on that list?
It's more like what you said. That's basically what it was. That's why do you think I hired Casey?
Well, no, I'm
just kidding.
Casey is the dynamic portion of this duo. So if you didn't have Casey, nobody would watch this crap.
I truly believe that.
I know. You know I'm kidding, because you guys have been nothing but supportive of Keith 13 Film Partners. We are celebrating our 2 year anniversary.
On November
13th, thus the 13th. We'll be celebrating our 2 year anniversary. So you started this around the right before we started this. So we were absolutely thrilled to be one of your early guests. And, during that time period, I mean, Serious Profession is done. We've wrapped filming last week. We did the teaser for Heavy Duty Man for Cinephoto Studios, which is from what I can tell, the world's first true fatsploitation film. And just to clarify, we are not making fun of fat people. As a matter of fact, the hero is a heavy duty man himself, and he takes his revenge on all the skinny people like Casey over there.
Yeah, so, screw guys like me.
So this is one where the hero is a big guy. It's Jeremy Ogier Amos. We all know him. Mm-hmm. So he is heavy duty man, along with Scotty McCoy, who plays the before and after, the before version, and then Jeremy's the after version. So we've done that. We released our second short film, Paralyzed. Mm-hmm. And as a treat, to just let you guys know that we are currently working on the third and final installment of the Hoodie storyline. And it's going to be about a 45 to 50 minute feature. And then we're going to put the other two episodes together and put it on one big movie.
Oh, awesome.
Nice. So that is like the official big announcement right here on the 2-year anniversary of the Scene Snob.
Woo-hoo, so, you heard it, folks. Keith 13 coming up with big stuff.
Yes. So we are currently working on, we got the treatment done. We're currently working on writing the script. And then it's after we've got a whole bunch of other projects coming out, which I can't really talk about yet because until they're finalized, I'm not exactly sure what's going to come next. But we are getting ready to do our show Terribly Awful, which you had us on for that. Terribly Awful, for don't you know, it's not a podcast, it's a YouTube show, but it's where we make fun of really bad movies. And then we had Mick on last year. Same, you can't make it this year, buddy.
Yeah, I know. I wish I could, man.
Yeah, but it was hilarious. Casey, when we do season 5, you know, we can see if we can get you on there as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. I'd love to, man. That sounds great.
We got that. We're that coming up on October 31st, and then we do Heavy Duty Man, and then after that, we'll keep you guys informed. So
absolutely.
You know it, man. And we're here. We're happy to help and, you know, promote for you guys and stuff like that. You guys have been around since the beginning. We appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I appreciate you guys. And really, I enjoy your shows. You know, I catch it when I can. I was here for Star Trek, Star Trek week last year. Shame again, you couldn't do it this year. Man. I would have loved to come back. I'm still jealous of Ariel's gift, even though I love my gift or my prize. I'm still
We battled well, Matt. We battled. Yes.
I am fully open. It does not have to be Star Trek week for me to do a Star Trek trivia show. I will do one 100%.
Well, you know, I mean, I've done the Star Trek, you know, I'm waiting for somebody to do something anime related. Of course, that may be me trying to gild the lily because I'll probably massacre just about anybody on that one. And yes, that is a bold boast, but it is a true boast.
I'm so excited knowing that there are two people right now in the chat comments going, what? Like, they're ready.
Oh, yeah.
But again, you know, I'm sorry, I don't mean to hog it. You know me, I'm a big Scene Snob hog here.
Hog away,
I'll,
sir.
Hog your show. I'll take your show away from you just to talk about 13.
Listen, I mean, I can't because we have other guests coming, but let me tell you something.
Yeah.
We made it to number 24 because of our guests and our awesome supporters. So that's all I'm going to say about
it. Yeah. You see, he got it right. He got, oddly enough, his ego was right once.
Yes, and you know,
my ego covers everybody that loves us and loves me and shows me love.
Yeah, well, you know, I got nothing but mad love for the both of you, for the Scene Snobs, for the showcase, for all the times that you've had us on. I actually always, after the show is over, I always feel a little pang of loss because it means that it's over and I don't get to do another one until I got something good to get. Something no, good to share with you. So, you know, I'm glad you guys are doing what you do. Again, really, congratulations on making number 24 on that list. That's impressive. Thank and you, it's well-deserved honors. And I know full well that you guys are going to continue to kill it week after week, year after year. I'm looking forward to the 5-year anniversary, the 10-year anniversary, and so forth.
Absolutely. As with Key 13 as well. As yes. with Key 13 as well. Keep pushing forward. And don't forget, Matt, you can always kill the Scene Snobs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I do know that somebody's looking for some voice work. So keep an eye on that inbox there, Madman.
Eyes so, always open, brother. Eyes always open, Matt. I appreciate you. Thank you,
Matt,
so much.
Thank you so much, man.
Kind really words. Appreciate you. Just an you awesome, awesome dude. And I can't wait for us to battle again.
You know what? Let me put something, I'm not going to announce it here or anything, but let me put something in the works. I have an idea for something anime. So,
okay.
I'll reach out to you.
Please do.
But thank you so much for coming on, man. Love having you on. And yeah, just, man, congratulations on 2 years yourselves. I mean, yeah. it's truly an awesome feat. You guys have, you've put together more in 2 years as filmmakers than some filmmakers do their entire lives.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. But I couldn't do it without Craig Rosenthal, Tom Tuohy, and every single actor, filmmaker, cinematographer, everyone who's ever worked with us on a Key 13 film project, and, of course, you guys as well, could not be here on this show celebrating your 2 years if it hadn't been for all your support and all their support. So, you know, it takes a village, as they say, and I'm in the best village of all time. Again, still, really, how much did you guys pay to get on that list? I'm just
Casey got on the list, and then I had to pay to get on the list. How that worked.
They put my name on, and they were like the scene snob, and I was like, no, guys, there's another guy.
There's two.
Yeah.
How do you miss him? That's what he was saying to him. He's like, how did you miss this guy?
Seriously.
He's clearly like, the dragon that sits next to me.
Have you seen us next to each other? Like, wow.
All right. Well, you guys have a great evening. Enjoy the rest of the celebration. And again, thank you for letting me come and celebrate with you guys tonight. I appreciate it.
Thank you, brother.
I appreciate you, man. Take care.
Thanks for watching, everybody. I'm Mick Manhattan, the Scene Snob, and you can check out the Scene Snobs podcast live every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern, or you can check it out on any podcast platform or our YouTube channel anytime after that. Thank you to our Patreon supporters. Without you, this wouldn't be possible. If you guys want to join, check us out over on thescenesnobs.com. We have links for everything. The Scene Snobs merch store is open. You can check that out too. Links again on the site. Or like, follow, and subscribe on all of our social media. Again, head over to thescenesnobs.com. It's all there for you guys. Love you, and we'll talk to you guys soon.